great job, everybody. Thank you for entering in church so well this morning. Who knows that Sunday's a great day? Every Sunday's a great day to celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ. But today's a special day. Today's we recognize that 3 days and three nights, he was actually, what, uncertain, like our papa told us this morning. Great job. But just in case you're not sure, in case you haven't heard it enough times, whisper to your neighbour, he is alive. Today I want to talk to you for maybe 15 minutes or so. And the title of my message this morning is that he is the one. He is the one. Turn to your neighbour and say, he's the one. In Luke 24 verse 5, why do you seek the living among the dead? This was an epic battle in the cosmos, which lasted 3 days and three nights. It was a battle of the superpowers of the universe. In one corner, wanting to make a name for himself, was Lucifer, the prince of demons and the underworld. And in the other corner was Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and his angels. He represented all of creation and all times that we know. It is in him and through him that all things consist. Lucifer thought he had him beat. After all, he had finally died on the cross. Dying by crucifixion is known to be the most painful of all deaths. His enemies watched Jesus gasping for all that he was trying desperately to raise his chest for one last time to get that air that he desperately needed into his lungs. The demons were cheering on, but he is the one God's word speaks of. Whilst the devil thought he'd gained the greatest victory of all time, the Bible was still speaking. God's greatest revelation of himself for all history, all times and all cultures was in Jesus Christ. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise again. It is angels who are speaking to the disciples in this passage. Hang on a minute, guys. Don't you remember? We're working hard here behind the scenes and we could now do with you lifting your faith to believe in the magnitude of this event. Will you rise together with me today like the angels had to encourage themselves and encourage the disciples and encourage everyone that was present at the tomb in lifting your faith to believe that this is the greatest event of all history? Bible confirmation, there is the Old Testament and the New Testament in the Bible. The first half of the book starts with Genesis and ends with Malachi. The New Testament, the second half of the book starts with Matthew and ends with Revelation. Between Malachi and Matthew, there are 500 silent years where God does not speak. But he has already spoken. In the Old Testament, there are 322 messianic prophecies about Jesus that are all true. Did you hear how many? 322. The devil may think he is smart. He may try and outwit us by all kinds of voices in our world today, but the truth is, 322 prophecies all coming true, what's the probability of that? There is no probability at all. It's simply unheard of, unprecedented, that various men heard from God in various eras. And all of those words from God about Jesus came to be. These prophecies are not just based on his life. not just based on his death, but are based on his resurrection. Isaiah prophesied, he will swallow up death in victory. Job, the oldest book in the Bible, they believe to be. For I know that my Redeemer lives. And he goes on to say, after my skin is destroyed, I will look with my own eyes upon the risen Lord. Psalm 16 says, for you will not leave my soul in Sheol. You will show me the path of life. Jesus looks back on history before his death and resurrection and says, for as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Jonah is having a hell of a time in the belly of a fish. He's slopping around in all that bile and stomach acid. It's dark in there. He's deep under the ocean. He's trapped. His life is seemingly over. But he came back from the depths of hell. God's mercies set him free. He took the power of death away from the devil. He stripped his authority. Jesus always was and always will be master of all. He is the one. Jesus did not have this epic battle in the cosmos for himself. He endured it for you and for me. In Revelation 1:18, the Message Bible says, don't fear. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't fear. I am the first. I am the last. I'm alive. I died, but I came to life, and my life is now forever. So these keys in my hand, they open and lock devil's doors. They open and lock hell's gates. He is the one that has the final authority over sin, sickness, disease, Hades, death itself. Jesus is the one who is victor over all. Jesus is the one who not merely lives, he is the source of life for his people. He is the one. He is the one who offered forgiveness. Which brings me to this fact. The heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. We think we can make it on our own merits. But the truth is, there was one and only that has overcome. Only one who can take our failings and our brokenness. He is the one. He is the only one that is in credit. He is the one that overcomes our heart problem. Whether we think we do or not, we all deflect responsibility. I know I do. I wish I wouldn't, but from time to time I do. And that wouldn't have happened, you know, that just would not have happened if they hadn't have pulled out on me. You don't know my childhood. If it weren't for my parents, I would be okay. None of us have ever said that, have we? He is the reason my marriage is in disrepair. I always thought it took two. I hit him because I had a mental snap. We deflect blame. And we try and wish our problems away rather than take responsibility for them. Here's the thing. We are all guilty in the sight of God. We cannot deflect this fact or try to deny it. We were enemies with God, reconciled through the death of his Son. Thank you, Jesus. And the only way you can get rid of your guilt is to dissolve it in the blood of Jesus. He's the one. Isaiah 42, 43, 25, it says, to him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Yeah, but all the same, Pastor, I think that Christianity is a crutch. So let me ask you, if you broke both of your legs, would you be grateful of a wheelchair? Anybody? If you broke one leg, would you be grateful of a crutch? I'm a broken person. And so are you. And I'm grateful that I can lean on Jesus while he puts me back together. Jesus is the one. It's impossible to deny his word about him. You and I need forgiveness, and he's the one who laid down his life so that we can receive forgiveness freely. And he is the one who gives new life. He is the one who gives new life. Luke 24, verse 5 and 6. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Jesus is not on the cross. Jesus is not in the tomb. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, Lord of all. He is the resurrection and the life. He has new life for us today. He has new life for any person who is away from God. Any person who is out of touch, out of relationship with him. Whether you're backslidden in heart today, he has life for you today. He has always, his mercies are enduring forever. He loves you. He died on the cross, and today is such a significant event because he rose again so that we can have new life with him. What an amazing act. If you have fear in your heart today, there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. And there's that perfect fear is cast out by his love for you. He is the one who holds the keys to your life. Jesus is the bread of life so bakers can understand. Jesus is the water of life so that plumbers can understand. Jesus is the cornerstone so architects can understand. Jesus is the light of the world so that electricians can understand. Jesus is the Son of Righteousness so that astronomers can understand. Jesus is the hidden treasure so bankers can understand. Jesus is the life so that biologists can understand. Jesus is a great physician so that doctors and nurses can understand. Jesus is a good teacher so that educators can understand. Jesus is the lily of the valley so that florists can understand. Jesus is the rock of all ages so that geologists can understand. Jesus is the true vine so that horticulturalists can understand. Jesus is the righteous one so that judges can understand. Jesus is the pearl of great price so that jewelers understand. Jesus is wisdom so that philosophers will understand. Jesus is the word so that actors can understand. Jesus is the good shepherd so that farmers can understand. Jesus is the Alpha and Omega so that scientists can understand. Jesus is the way so that traffic wardens can understand. Jesus is the resurrection so that funeral directors can understand. He is the one. He is the one. Jesus is the one. God's word is true. It is impossible to refute that he is the one. He is the one who can forgive us. Are you leaning on him today? Jesus is the one who has given us new life. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. You see, the word Christian can be broken down into two words, Christ and Ian. Ian isn't going to help you because he is not the one. But Christ in you, he's the one. Some people get Jesus out for religious happy hour. Why don't we stand to our feet right now? I said some people get Jesus out for religious happy hour. Some people prefer to hide Jesus so that he never escapes. Some people look like they love Jesus, but really they are lovers of themselves. My belief in Jesus must affect my behavior. Why don't we bow our heads today? Just close our eyes for a moment. I want to give an opportunity today for people to receive the one, the only, the hope of our world, the hope of our future. He is the one. It's impossible to deny that he is the one from Scripture. He's the one who can forgive us, the only one in credit. He's the one who is not on the cross and not in the tomb. The angel said to the disciples, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" It's time to turn away from this life for the answers. Jesus is the one. He said in his word to the disciples, "I have come as a light to shine in this dark world, so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the dark." Will you believe what God has done for you on the cross through sending his son? Will you believe that he has given you the gift of life for eternity? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever, you're a whoever. He doesn't have favorites. He loves you. He would have died if you're the only one. His love is endless, the Bible says. His love never fails. And so today, he is the one for your life. He is the one. He is the one. He is the one. And so I want us to pray this prayer, please, with me together. Repeat after me as we say these lines. And will you make him the one in your life today? Will you accept what Jesus has done for you? And at the end of this prayer, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand if you've never received Jesus as Lord of your life. If today you're away from God, you're backslidden in heart, you're out of relationship with him. You may even come to church, but you know that actually he's hidden. You can't hide the light of Jesus. Your behavior must change. Allow his light to shine in your life today. Maybe you're not sure you're going to heaven. There's some fear in your heart. I want to ask you too, in a moment after we've prayed this prayer, to raise your hand and receive Jesus as Lord of your life. He loves you. Doesn't matter what you've done, the guilt that you feel, it's taken away. He paid the price. It's forgiven. All you need to do is accept that he loves you. Accept his love today. Let's pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you love me. Forgive me of my sin. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I receive you into my heart right now. Take leadership of my life. I wish to follow you all the days of my life. So I ask that you would make me Lord. You would be my Lord. Be my Lord today. In Jesus' name. Amen. With every head bowed and every eye closed, if you prayed that prayer, you want to receive Jesus as Lord of your life, whether you've never made a decision for him, you're out of relationship with him, you're backslidden in heart, or there's some fear there that you're not going to make it to heaven, on the count of three, pop up your hand and I'll see it. And I'd love to pray with you. 1, 2, 3. Just raise your hand. Thank you. I see your hand. Is there anyone else? Thank you. I see your hand. Is there anyone else here today? Says, yeah, that's me. Yeah, I see your hand. Thank you. Anyone else this morning? Just say, yeah. Just take this moment. Yes, I see your hand. You can pop it down. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. Is there anyone else here today? Anyone else? Just say, yeah. Jesus needs to take right place in my life. He is the one. You can't deny that he is the one. You can't deny it. He's the one. 322 messianic prophecies. He's the one. His love is never ending. Anyone else before we close this meeting today in a moment? Just say, yeah, that's me. And I'd love to pray with those people who popped up their hands. Could you please join me? I'd love to pray with you. And just, guys, I'd just love to give you a Bible as well. Would you mind just joining me here? I've come down from the stage, so it's not as embarrassing. Could you please come and join me? Those people that popped up their hand, love to pray with you and make this a real, genuine decision. If you're with someone, oh, it's our lovely Josie. Bless you, sweetheart. Hello, sweetheart. Good to see you. What's your name?
Raquel.
Raquel?
Yep.
Beautiful, Raquel. Presence of God all over you. There's a lady over here, African lady. Has my mic gone off? Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Let's pray this prayer together. It's working? Let's pray, Raquel and Josie. Dear Lord Jesus.
Yes,
God. I thank you for your love.
Thank you for your love.
Come into my heart right now.
Come into my heart.
I receive you.
I receive
you. I'm a brand new creation right now in Jesus' name.
Brand creation.
Power of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I receive your new life. I receive your new life. Raquel, the presence of God is all over you. You can sense his presence on your life. He's here for you. He's right there. He's your friend from this moment onwards. You have a brand new future. We lift off all condemnation in Jesus' name. And the power of heaven touch Josie's life today. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Pastor Helen just has a Bible for you.
Thank you.
And we just celebrate with you, as the angels do in heaven today, that he's alive in your life too. The people of God said, amen.
God bless you. Give these guys a hand.